Blog Talk Radio.
This is Chatting from the Word with your host, your brother, Oscar York. I'm so delighted. Well, first of all, I'm grateful that the Lord has given us another time to come on the air and to present this show to you, and hoping to give you some encouragement to keep on walking and looking up to the Lord. I am so thankful that we've had a regular viewer, so you must listen in, and I hope you are listening in, and some are catching it when I post it on Twitter or Facebook or wherever. But I hope and pray that you call in, and I'll call in number if you want to be hear the show live or be a part of it. You can always call in with your questions, or if you want a prayer, we'll pray for you, or if you just want to talk. That number is area code 657-383-0883. We're here for you if you need to talk and just to let Brother York know that you are listening and really enjoying what we are bringing to the airways. It is important to us that you do that, because we really want to know if we are making any difference here at Chatting from the Word. As always, we're so grateful to be coming and to encourage you to live more for the Lord each day. Our program is from Mondays to Fridays at 2. It's a 30-minute program, and if need be, we will extend it in a future day. But I hope and pray you're calling in and listen to the show. So call in. If you see in the show after we have taped, call in the next day with your questions and things you just want to say to your brother here. I'm willing to listen and to give an ear to whatever you that is on your mind and your heart. And as always, we have a show that we do on YouTube. This is a podcast of that show. This gives you an opportunity to call in and ask questions. Well, while on the other show, we don't do that. We bring a lesson, and we hope those lessons are helping you also in your Christian growth. But as always, as I said many times, we're looking for sponsors, someone to sponsor our shows, to keep it on the air, and to do an upgrade on the show. We hope and pray that some of these congregations will do that. If you have in your budget to do that, put us in your budget. We're only asking for $200 a month for each congregation that's supporting us. And if you can, let me know. Email me. I'll leave a message here, or you can leave a message on YouTube and let me know that you can do that and support what we are doing on Chatting from the Word. And if you want to support it individually every month, you can do that. We don't ask for that much individually. Whatever you can give a monthly budget, that would be fine. And anything you give would be appreciative, so that we can carry on the work of the Lord. My prayer is that we can partnership up to win souls for the Lord. As I said, that I believe that we can take the world for the body of Christ, allow the world to know that Christ is alive, and Christ wants us to be in his body and to be saved. So I hope and pray that you can find it in your budget to sponsor us here at Chatting from the Word. Would you pray with me, please? Our Father, which art in heaven, Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the benefits that you have brought our way. Father, we thank you for this program. We hope and pray that we can keep it on the air and allow people to know how good you are, Father. Father, we thank you for your son, Jesus, who bled and died on Calvary Mountain, that we choose ourselves to say can have salvation, Father. We come prayer for our listeners, Father, that you be with each listener, lift them up, help them to recognize that you are God, and regardless of what problem they are having, that you're bigger than their problem, and they can keep on holding to your changing hands and keep on having faith in you, Father. We pray for all those that are sick. Pray for those that lost a loved one. We pray for the body of Christ everywhere, those that are truly preaching and teaching your word. Father, we pray that they be successful at winning souls to you and bringing souls to Christ. And Father, we pray for the lesson that we have on our hearts at this moment. We pray that, Father, that may go out and reach those that need to be reached and help those that need to be helped. In Jesus' name do we pray. Amen and amen. As I said, we hope and pray that this show has been some encouragement to you in your Christian walk, and we hope and pray that we have been some form of encouragement to you to keep on striving for the Lord. You know, in the world in which we live in today, so much goes on, and sometimes it's just a good thing just to hear some encouraging words from the Word of God. You know, you look on the news, you have bad news. You look in your neighborhood, people getting robbed and stealing and killing and all sorts of things is going on in the world in which we live. And it's just a good thing to spend at least 30 minutes talking about the Lord. And as always, you all who do not have your Bibles, we're going to give you that chance to go get it. Go get your Bibles, because we can study God's Word together so we can see what's contained in God's Word together to see if Brother York is coming from his Word. So go get your Bible so that we can study together. And as those who don't have a Bible, go get your Bible. Let me remind you of our call-in number. If you want to be part of the show, or even if you want to ask questions, even if you want prayer, we'll pray for you right here on the show. And that number is 657-383-0883. That number again is 657-383-0883. We hope and pray those that went to get their Bibles got their Bibles. And on this afternoon, I just want to do a backup from what we talked about yesterday. We did a lesson on encouragement, and I just want to continue on encouraging you today to live more for the Lord and allow you to know we are Christians, what we get, what we have to look forward to as we continue our walk in Jesus Christ. And we want to call this segment Encouragement 2. From yesterday, Encouragement 1, this is Encouragement 2. And we hope and pray that the lesson that we did yesterday did encourage you to keep on walking for the Lord. But on this afternoon, we want to go to the book of Revelation. Many don't love the book of Revelation because it talks about the past, the present, and the future. But the book of Revelation, I truly believe that it can help us. We that are truly living for the Lord, we that are truly looking for once we leave this life, looking for a jubilant eternal glory one day to be with the Lord. So this afternoon, if you have your Bibles, turn with me to the book of Revelation. And we want to begin reading at chapter 21. And here John writes, "And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said unto me, It is done. I'm Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. And he that overcometh shall inherit all things. And I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But the faithful and unbelieving, and the abominable, and murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers, and adulterers, and all liars, shall have a part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. And there came unto me one of the seven angels, which had the seven vials full of the seven last plagues, and talked with me, saying, Come hither, and I will shew thee the bride, the Lamb's wife. And he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain, and shewed me the great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God, having the glory of God, and her light was like unto a stone most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal, and had a wall great and high, had 12 gates, and at the gates 12 angels, and names written thereon, which are the names of 12 tribes of the children of Israel. On the eastern gates, on the north 3 gates, on the south 3 gates, and on the west 3 gates. And the wall of the city had 12 foundations, and in them the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. And he that talked with me had had a golden reed to measure the city and the gates thereof and the wall thereof. And the city lies four square, and the length is as large as the breadth. And he measured the city with the reed, 12,000 furlongs in length, and the breadth and the height of it are equal. And he measured the wall thereof 144 cubits according to the measure of a man, that is, the angel. And the building of the wall of it was Joshua, and the city was pure gold like unto clear glass, and the foundation of the wall of the city were garnished with all manner of precious stones. The first foundation was Jasper, the second sapphire, the third chalcedony, the fourth emerald, the fifth phenadox, the sixth pharos, the seventh chrysolite, the eighth beryl, the ninth topaz, the tenth chrysoprase, the 11th jacinth, the 12th amethyst, and the 12 gates were 12 pearls. Every seven gate was one pearl, and the street of the city was pure gold, as it were transparent glass. And I saw no temple therein, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it. And the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon to shine in it, for the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. And the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it. And the kings of the earth do bring their glory and honor into it. And the gates of it shall not be shut all day at all by day, for there shall be no night there. And they shall bring the glory and honor of the nations into it. And they shall in no wise enter into it anything that defile it neither whatsoever. Work of abomination I'll make it a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. Isn't that beautiful? Those are some beautiful words, my friend. But what we must recognize, the book of Revelation is written in signs and symbols. So when we see things like that, we must recognize that that John is trying to describe a very beautiful picture. John here is trying to describe something that is beyond our imagination. John here is trying to describe something that eyes can behold that is very beautiful. You know, and here God has this set up for his people. God has this set up for us that endure to the end, the body of Christ. See, many might be getting upset with Brother York here. I know this show is about encouragement, but if you're not in the body of Christ, there's no way you can be a part of the city, the New Jerusalem, which is the body of Christ. See, here, John opens up by saying, in second verse, I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And if you read what Paul said in Ephesians 5, Paul said the church is the bride of Christ. So we know this is the church here that John seen. John seen the church, my friend, coming down from God out of heaven. You know, we in the church, we should be shouting right now to know what John seen. John seen the church of Christ, the body of Christ, coming down from heaven, adorned for her husband. And then John said, and I heard a great voice out of heaven said, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. Of course, this is a picture beyond Judgment Day. This is a picture beyond this world. This is a picture after God took care of business by judging the world and dividing the sheep from the goats. This is a picture after Christ himself had destroyed the earth and the skies as we know it today. This is the picture beyond the judgment day. This is the picture of God's people, if I may use this term. This is a picture of God's people truly rejoicing and being happy to be with God. And here, not like this part. I know you must like it too, especially we are in the body of Christ. And what it says here, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying, neither shall there be no more pain, for the former things are passed away. Oh, my friend, imagine a world. Just imagine existing without pain. Just imagine. There'll be no more tears coming from your eyes. Nothing to cry about. That's because there'll be no more death. Imagine an existence with no more death. We don't have to worry about dying. We don't have to worry about mama and daddy and grandmama being gone, because if they are in the body of Christ, they're going to be with us in that glory land way, if they may use that term. I know the song. But we are in the body of Christ. We are the bride of Christ. We're going to be in the glory land way. I don't know about you, my friend, but I'm happy about that. I am so happy that one day, when God come back, he going to present us as his bride. As his bride. Isn't that what John says here?
Then he says in verse 5, and he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, write, for these words are true and faithful.
John was told that these things will happen. These things are true and faithful. He can depend on this to happen. Let's recant what's going to happen here. Here John said there will be a new heaven and new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth was passed away. In other words, this is, like I said, this is after all those things was destroyed. All these things that exist today will be destroyed. Will pass away, Peter said, by fire. And I believe that. I believe that. And being the fact all these things are destroyed, that is a place now for a new heaven and a new earth, which is heaven is heaven itself. And why is it heaven? Because God is among his people. See, most people, most on debate, is it heaven or is it a new earth? It's heaven, my friend, because God himself is there. God himself is there. John says, John seen it himself. John saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with me, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. That's heaven. Wherever God is heaven. That is heaven. That is a place that we, in the body of Christ, and live faithful to the end, will be. Do not let nobody tell you that we're not going to heaven if you're faithful. Don't let nobody tell you that we're going that God's gonna make this earth and it's just gonna be the earth and this and that. That's not what the Bible says here. Here John said he seen a what? A new heaven and a new earth, because the old heaven and the old earth was passed away. And then John says farther down, and God will be with them. God will be with them, and wherever God is, there is, my friend, heaven. So if you are one of them that's going to live faithful to the end and be true to the Lord, heaven, these two, it could be assured that heaven would be your home. Heaven would be your home. Oh, my friend, and that's some encouraging words to look forward to. Jesus himself said this to his disciples in John 14, when he told them that he was going to go away. And they became saddened at the fact that he was going away, because he had just told them in chapter 13 that he, in verse 33, he said, little children, yea, a little while I am with you, ye shall see me, seek me. And as I say unto the Jews, whether I go, ye cannot come. So now I say to you, a new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this shall men know that you are my disciples, if you have loved one another. Simon Peter said unto him, Lord, whither goest thou? Jesus answered him, whether I go, thou cannot not follow me now, but thou wilt follow me afterwards. And Peter said unto him, Lord, why cannot I follow thee now? I will lay down my life for you. And Jesus answered him, wilt thou lay down thy life for me for my sake? Verily, verily, I say unto you, the cock shall not crow until thou hast denied me thrice. He bring Peter back to that realization. But here his disciples wanted to go with him. They were sad because he had just said, I'm going away. In chapter 14, Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would not have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And in Revelation, we see a picture of that, a picture of what Jesus prepared for us, a picture of a bride adorned for her husband. Isn't that beautiful, my friend? Isn't that beautiful? But I'm here to tell you this afternoon, if you want to be in this place, well, all tears will be wiped away from your eyes. If you want to be in this place where there's no more death, no more sorrow, no more crying, you must be in the right place down here. And that is in the body of Christ. We're going to end it here. We hope and pray we said enough this afternoon to cause you to think about your soul salvation. And of course, those that are in the body of Christ, we hope and pray that we said enough to give you some encouragement to continue your day. Will you pray with me? Our Father, which art in heaven, I'll be thy name. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the lessons and the encouragement we have from your word. We thank you for Jesus who died on Calvary Mountain. We hope and pray each listener have a good day and carry the Lord with them the rest of the day. In Jesus' name, do it for amen and amen. Again, want to thank you for chatting with me on Chatting from the Word to You. again tomorrow, same time, same station, and have a wonderful day.